I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, we meet a mom who has all the answers.
I'm just glad that this world is terrifying and deadly, but you should always trust your fanny packs.
That's actually comedian and actress Kristen Schaal, who imparts some wisdom.
If you have like the lamest group of people at a wedding, you're like, oh, this is a terrible wedding, or they're going to get divorced eventually, and then you're just like, we got to do something. And then you play Michael Jackson, and it's just like, everybody's like, yes.
And Typhoon is here, rock band out of Portland. They have 11 people in the group, so I don't think they need anybody else. It's all on Wits, coming right up. From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. We got a great show. John Munson and the Witnesses are here. Music from the band Typhoon out of Portland, Oregon. And the delightful actress and comedian Kristen Schaal is with us. Hello. I'm John Moe.
And I'm Kristen Schaal. Welcome to Astros. Imagine you leave Earth in a spaceship.
And you go up to the sun, where it can get very hot. 100, 200 degrees.
So hot. You might die. So don't go there, stupid. If anyone tries to lure you into their rocket ship to the sun by offering you magazines or candy or love or anything, don't go in there. They're trying to burn you up.
But let's pretend anyway, Kristen.
I hate pretending, John, and you know this. Okay, the sun is still considered a star, even though it is obviously much larger than all the other stars in the sky. And yellow, and unlike other stars, hot, like 200 degrees, like you said.
If you went up there in that rocket ship to the sun, you should dress for warm weather. But in our galaxy alone, there are dozens of stars. Maybe more, who cares, with the sun being the best. And beyond our galaxy, there may be one or as many as two other galaxies.
Yes, science still needs to build bigger binoculars to know for sure. Hey, quit being lazy, science!
Yeah. Then there's the theory of the multiverse, which says that our universe of a dozen stars in one to three galaxies is just one universe in a multiverse.
Whoa, you're blowing my mind!
Well, think of it this way, Kristen. Think of it like a multiplex theater. A multiplex can have how many screens?
8 or 12. I think I might have heard one that had 15.
15, really?
Well, you know what? They could have been lying to me.
Okay.
We had a very disingenuous relationship.
So like 12, though, at least 12.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that means that there might be 8 or even 12 universes of a few dozen stars each.
How many stars is that?
Well, no one can count that high. But in one of the universes, we might be robots or ninjas.
And at the center of any multiplex is the concessions area. So at the center of the multiverse is God. He sells the celestial popcorn and red vines that make the universes more tasty.
Now, Mike Fotis is one of our writers. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Mike, let's pretend for a minute that you are God.
Oh, lucky you, Mike.
You're riding around on a cloud in heaven.
Okay, awesome. Hey, God here. I'm deciding which sports teams will win.
God, how did you make all these universes?
Well, first, there was a big bang, an explosion that all the stuff came shooting out of.
Where did you buy the God dynamite to make that happen, God?
Science isn't sure yet. They're working on a ladder tall enough to climb up and ask me. What we do know is that all people are made of the stuff in stars.
Not all people, just people like me who star on TV in major movies. just a household name in those blockbusters. There's so much we still don't know about space. Did we go to the moon? How come? Why wasn't I invited? Can I go now? Science is too stupid to know the answers.
But how about looking in the other direction? Into the miracle of living life. Say, God, how were humans built?
I don't know. The Bible says nothing about it.
Well, the answer is cells. Hundreds of them in every human body, and some animal bodies, too. Kristen, do me a favor. Cut yourself and bleed all over this microscope.
You got it, friend. Oh, man, that hurts.
Oh, that drew a lot of blood.
That might be a major thing.
That might be too much. But before we take you to the emergency room, God, I want you to look through the microscope at one of Kristen's cells.
Why, it looks just like a tiny little Kristen. Hi, Kristen the cell.
That's right. Each one of our cells looks just like us. That's called DNA, and it's how the body knows how to build you.
It looks like they're arguing.
Of course. One cell's angry Kristen. One cell's a Kristen who enjoys pop rocks. Kind of lame. There's armed robber Kristen. We need all of our cells to be different so that we can be complicated.
And then we die, and then the party's at your place, God.
I'll save you a cloud chair.
All up in heaven, just outside.
The Astros. You might know her from 30 Rock, from The Daily Show, Flight of the Conchords, or as the voice of the bunny ear-wearing Louise on the animated show Bob's Burgers. She stars in the Hulu series The Hot Wives of Orlando. Good friend of our show, Kristen Schaal. Welcome back to Wits.
Thank you.
Last time you were on the show, you had recently moved to Los Angeles. How's settling in?
It's good. I've drunk the Kool-Aid. I get my groceries, I put them in my trunk, I drive them to my house, and I cook them in my kitchen, and then I watch TV all night. And I love it.
That sounds very ordinary. Is that not how you used to live?
No, New York is just like, go, get it, go, 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 go. You know?
It's intense.
It's intense. It's intense and it's fun. And it's like you can get everything done in one block. You could go to the doctor, have surgery, then go out for drinks, you know, then like do a show, like all in one block. And that's what happens. Everything's so condensed and contained that you just like ride this wave of...
Have you lost an edge in Los Angeles? Have you mellowed out?
Totally dead inside.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you considered surgery? That's what I think happens a lot there.
Take out that death inside?
Yeah. Have a deathectomy, remove the inner spiritual death, and keep going.
Okay, well, if my insurance covers that. Obamacare. No, I'm not on it. But you should all sign up. Too late, I think. I don't know.
Now, I have kids, and so I end up watching a lot of animated projects. I hear your voice in Bob's Burgers, Despicable Me 2, Gravity Falls, Adventure Time. I've always wondered this about voice actors. When you're in the studio, are you acting things out with your arms? Are you running around or are you just sort of like slumped over and it's all coming out your mouth?
No, I do. You do act it out. You do use your body and your imagination. But the first, one of the first jobs I had was on Shrek, I think 3 or 4. Like I only do sequels. And...
You like them to iron out the kinks first.
Yeah, once the big stars get cast and they can make a sequel and they don't want to do it anymore, I get called in and I'm so hungry for it. So I was doing the Shrek and it was one of my first jobs and I was so excited and I was playing a witch. And the witch was circling around, like calling things out. So I was like literally flailing around the booth like Bjork, you know, on a beach. Recording her album. Give me the longest cord. I need to ride on the beach. Like, that was me. And I remember at one point, I lost my balance because my eyes were closed, and I fell into the stand. And I was like, everything fell down, and I was on top of it.
Wow.
And since then, I've mellowed out.
You throttled back a little bit on
that. Yeah.
Tell us about the Hot Wives of Orlando.
Oh, yeah, that's something that I made when I was living in L.A. recently for, I don't even know what, it's Hulu or something?
Hulu,
Hulu's like, let's make TV. I don't have any money. Will you play? And you're like, okay, Hulu. sure. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was basically, it's a spoof of all the Housewives shows.
Who do you play? What hot wife are you?
I am Amanda, and she is based on the character, or not the real... Real woman
you could
from
say
these
character,
very real shows
Probably.
That are not scripted in any way. It's just happening in their lives. Her name's Kimberly, and she used to be like a child star. And then she was into drugs, and she was sort of a little bit high and having problems on the shows.
Those shows those shows are so popular, and I don't really haven't seen them a lot, but did you get any insight into what the appeal of those shows is?
I did. Because that was the thing, too. Like I'm a big fan of 30 Rock, and but I'd come home from doing something, and I would never want to watch it because I was tired. Because I was like, I need to be alert and awake, because there's a joke every other line. It's just packed, and it's like you want to be, your brain needs to be alive. And so then I realized that people come home and they watch TV to wash over them when they're tired. So like you don't have to think about anything, you don't have to care, you have to be invested. It's just, you're just like watching, you know, Kardashian just like be like, where's my nail polish? And you're just like, it's coming over you.
The wave just, like, just sweeping over your
Chloe,
mind.
Chloe, are we going to go to the restaurant or not? And you're just like, it's like taking a drug. It's like your brain dead, you know? It's like, it's just like, and you just wait for sleep to come, you know? And I'm not dissing it, actually. It's, sometimes it's what you need.
It's televised Ambien.
Yeah.
Kristen Schaal, everybody. Our musical guests this week are many in number, an 11-member band based in Portland, Oregon. Their music has appeared on the TV shows Chuck and Being Human, and they have appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman. Their latest album is White Lighter. Here is Typhoon.
Thank you for having us. I can't remember. I replaced it with scenes from a film that I will never make. And I blinked, it was over. I was thinking my life would get sober. That I would start to sell out when I'm sober.
But you'd be better now that you're older.
I read the scars on the front page. It says we're waiting around for an ice age. It says all comforts that come with the past day. They say just think of the children and imagine the world that we've filled them. Or populated with weirdos to kill them and break their hearts, and everybody knows that this is the end. It's now a fashionable dinner party conversation. You when you're pacing around in place, shows you everything you know. And in the brief mess, you committed a soul without its consent, to live a life as a form without its content. Cause young people get oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh every day. Young people get mistakes. You were my inspiration, and it wasn't all we hoped for, but we shake it off and we say, here's your yellow ribbon, I am your consolation. I was born in September, and if I got your day, there's no, I don't regret you. Some things I can't explain, it's a slow descent. It's a love this place every day. And now you know, no matter where you go, that I will follow, that I will follow. Oh, you are my only hope. It's a must, but it's all that I know. And here's how it goes.
That's Typhoon, ladies and gentlemen. And now, a word from a brand new sponsor to Wits this week.
Ugh, these people are driving me crazy.
What's the matter, Mike?
Well, everyone on Facebook bragging about their kids and complaining about stuff, it's so annoying. And Twitter's no better. Everyone's trying to be so funny.
Well, that's what you get for being on the old social networks. You need to try MeFace.
Your face?
MeFace, the social network that's just for me. A social network without the hassle of other people. No one to follow and no one follows me. The only friend I ever see is myself.
Well, what do you do on MeFace?
Post selfies, a lot of selfies. Thoughts I have, recipes, selfies. I'm my favorite person online anyway.
Me too, but me. I mean, how do I sign up?
What? Sorry, I was reading my MeFace on my phone and I just said something really funny.
Well, why not just write all this in a notebook or have brains in your head and just think thoughts?
Well, because computer, Mike. And it's only $29.99 a month.
MeFace, try it today. Witch writer Mike Fotis, Christian Schall, and me as ourselves. Coming up, how that horse feels about having no name and the astounding power of the fanny pack. We'd like to send a big Wits welcome to listeners of OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting. Be sure to contact OPB and tell them that you love the show. Thank them for putting it on. This is Wits. I'm John Moe.
Wits is supported by Delta Airlines, the U.S. airline offering personal on-demand entertainment at every seat on all long-haul international flights. Delta, keep climbing.
This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with comedian and actress Christian Schall and the band Typhoon.
I told you, Mom, I'll keep you safe. When the sun will expand, consume our house in flames. I thought we lived forever. A simple obstacle in our way. That when the wolves come for their share, they'll come for me. Every storm is a possible death. We gave them names, we called them cancers, called them accidents. The one that's like a vulture circle in my head, yeah. It went down 500 million years before I saw it. That 500 million years before I saw it. It burned out 500 million years before I ever saw it. You have left.
That's Typhoon, Kyle Morton, Toby Tanabe, Peter Hilton, Alex Fitch, Tyler Farron, Ryan McAlpin, Eric Stipe, Devin Gallagher, Shannon Steele, and Jen Hoffnagel.
You did it.
That was right off the top of my head, too. I just knew that. Kyle Morton is the lead singer of Typhoon. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me and us. I speak for the group.
You speak for the group, an 11-person group.
The voice
group.
Of the people here.
So much youth. It's really taken with all the youth.
I know.
Yeah. A lot of youth.
White Lighter, the most recent album. What's the album about?
I kind of wanted to do something where, I mean, there's a lot of noise, a lot of internet that I've seen that I can't unsee floating in there. And I want to sort of like find the actual important, the pressure points or the things that were actually meaningful to me. And so it had a lot to do with like growing up with my family and relations with my father and my mother and my siblings. And also I had some illness when I was a kid and sort of lingering onto my adult years that I think more than like the physical effects, it had a lot of really interesting psychological implications that I've been still trying to unpack. And it's funny, I mean, that I find it hard not to write about death and dying and some of the heavier things. But then the ironic thing is then I'm in this rock and roll band and we tour the country and it's a lot of fun. And
it's a lot of life.
It's a lot of youth, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a lot of life
yeah,
out
lot
there.
Of life.
How did this band get formed?
It's a mess. So I met Toby when we were 12, and we started a rock band at my parents' house in the garage.
And this is in Salem, Oregon?
In Salem, Oregon. I don't want to tell you the name
Please tell me the name of it.
I think it was Princess Fish was the
yes.
original name.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. I liked your earlier
That lasted for one talent show, and then we changed it to Rocket, but it's just spelled regularly. We didn't want to be too cheesy.
How did you get the name Typhoon, Kyle?
Toby, Tyler, and I were in Japan, and we were taken out to dinner by a very nice Japanese man with two rows of teeth.
Not because everybody has two rows.
No,
of teeth.
I mean two on each.
Oh, okay.
On top and bottom.
Total of
four.
Four
rows of teeth.
So we had four total rows of teeth. Yeah. So he's already kind of an enigma to us, and then he started buying us drinks, and a lot of drinks, and then he started telling us what the word typhoon meant to him and sort of in its Japanese connotations. And it was all so wise and it was so beautiful and I don't remember any of it all. And
because you were staring at his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you taken out to dinner by a magic shark?
It was, I guess, man. I guess.
Typhoon, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Kyle Morton of Typhoon. And now another word from a new sponsor.
Hey, Kristen, thanks for telling me about MeFace. I don't have to see anyone's vacation pictures or have anyone bug me to come see their stupid band. It's just me seeing me and hearing what I have to say. Kristen? Kristen, it's Mike.
Oh, hi, Kristen.
No, Mike. It's Mike. What are you wearing?
Oh, Mike. Hi.
Well, hey, thanks for turning me on to MeFace.
Oh, you're still on MeFace? That's cute, old grandfather. I've moved on to MeGlass. It runs on these glasses I have to wear all the time. When I look through MeGlass, I see myself instead of other people. The image of everyone else, you know, old men, baby, dog, stop sign, it's replaced by a smiling Kristen Shaw. That's my kind of world. Only $500 plus $99 a month plus $500.
But don't you still have to hear other people? Because gross.
I know, but not since I got the Beats by MeFace earpiece audio system. I simply shove these little buds in my ears and carry around a large personal computer in a wagon behind me powered by a gas generator, and all sounds are translated into my own voice. Chorus of Kristens!
Me glass? That's great. I already wear glasses. Does it come in prescription lenses?
I don't care. Me glass!
Me glass from the makers of MeFace. Try it today. Wits writer Mike Fotis, Kristen Shaw, and me as ourselves. And now it's time for a new segment on Wits.
I know this much is true.
Yes, it's I Know This Much Is True. We've asked Kristen Shaw to give this some thought and explain a few things that in her experience have proven to be true. I haven't heard any of these in advance. Kristen, Tell us, please, what's true?
Okay, I really did think a lot about this for half an hour. And one thing I know is true, is unfortunate, but that everybody dies, some more permanently than others.
How does one die impermanently?
If you're like Albert Einstein, then you're dead, but your memory is like really alive. But other people that died the same day that he did, you're permanently dead in all aspects.
There are degrees of death permanence. You've found this to be true.
Yeah.
Okay. What else, Kristen Schaal, have you found to be true?
It seems like everyone in the world, no matter what age you are, what background you come from, we all like at least one Michael Jackson song.
What song is it for you?
Oh. It's that one that goes, gonna be started something.
That's wanna be starting something?
Yeah, gonna wanna, shoulda, you
gotta
know.
Gotta wanna be starting something.
Things are starting. Everybody dances. If you have like the lamest group of people at a wedding, you're like, oh, this is a terrible wedding. Or they're gonna get divorced eventually. And then you're just like, we gotta do something. And then you play Michael Jackson and it's just like, everybody's like, yes.
So those are two things we know that Kristen Schaal knows to be true. Do you have another?
I don't know if this one's good. I think I thought that it was really good to be busy.
It's good to be busy?
Yeah.
Are you busy?
I never feel I'm as busy as I want to be. It makes you more smart.
I've actually heard, I especially hear this from a lot of comics who don't like to be not busy, who always want to be doing something. What happens to you if you have too much downtime?
You get depressed because your day is just like rolled out in front of you like a big abyss of reading internet blogs and taking naps. And you think, when you're on the other side of that, you're like, that's amazing. Like, I want that right now. But give it a year. And you're just like, you're so sad. And I've talked to other people, like, they're synapsing all over the place. And they're just like, I'm stressed out. But then, like, talk to them when they're unemployed and they're just like, can I have another beer? I don't care. Yeah.
And that's, I know this much is true with Kristen Schaal. I know this much is. Friends, if you follow Kristen's career, you'll know that one of her more famous bits involves Kristen Schaal being a horse. Look at her dance, look at her go, look at her dance like a horse. Given that expertise and given the subject of this week's pop song correspondence, I've decided to turn the pop song over to her.
Wow, thank you.
Sure.
Wow, are you sure?
I know, it's a big honor. Pop song correspondences. A letter to Dewey Bunnell, lead singer of the band America, by an unnamed horse.
Dear Dewey, wow, that was easy. I can write your name and everyone knows who the letter is for. That must be great. How are you? I was just thinking back to our time together and that trip we took. The trip where I was convinced, for some reason, that after 5 years of ownership, you would finally give me a name. One, but you were pretty distracted.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and a sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound.
Yeah, I heard your song on the radio. Great lyrics. The heat was hot. Nice. I heard it through someone's kitchen window. I don't have a home or a stall. People like to know your name before they give you that.
Been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La la.
Not like it's hard. We're usually like one word. Blueberry, Skipper, JoJo. Those are just off the top of my head. And I know, you got heat stroke.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead.
Okay, you are sad about a dead river? I'm sad about a lack of identity. I'm also psychologically damaged, frankly, because you abandoned me in the desert!
After 9 days, I let the horse run free.
No! Stop it! Stop the band right now! Put down your sticks! I'm serious! Silence! I didn't run free. I begged to stay with you. I wouldn't leave your side. Your friends picked you up in a dune buggy and you sped away, leaving me, horse, alone.
'Cause the desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain.
Oh, none of that ever happened. It was just me screaming out to you. Give me a name! Any name! Which, if you heard it at all, just sounded like whinnies and nickering because horse. Anyway, I miss you, Dewey. I hate you. I love you. I wish you gave me a name.
La, 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 la.
Wait a minute.
Kristen Schaal as a horse, John Munson and the Witnesses as America. More with Kristen Schaal and the band Typhoon in just a moment. This is WITS. I'm John Moe.
WITS is supported by Delta Airlines, offering a USB port at every seat on all long-haul international flights. Delta, keep climbing.
This is WITS. I'm John Moe, here with the band Typhoon and comedian Kristen Schaal. And now another word from our new sponsor.
Ha ha! Good one, Kristen Schaal. Thank you, Kristen Schaal. Oh, me. Oh, hey, Mike. I thought you were going to get me some me glass.
No, I didn't. Instead, I canceled all my social network accounts.
I don't get it. What do you do all day?
Talk to people. Go outside. I volunteer with some charities. I write letters to old friends.
But why?
I decided to focus outside myself. There's a whole world out there, Kristen, and our time in it is limited. I want to be part of life, of the earth. I want to help and spread my energy and heart so it connects with everyone and everything.
That's really great, Mike. Wow, I really admire you.
Uh-huh.
You're like the best person I know.
Now you're getting it.
Oh my God, that's great. Benevolence is the most acute form of narcissism.
Everyone loves me, so I win. Caring for others is the most selfish thing you can do. And not being a part of Me Face or Me Glass is only $4,000 a month, which I still have to pay for some reason.
Nothing. Buy it today. Wits writer Mike Fotis and Kristen Schaal. Here with more music, Typhoon.
This is Richard. I wrote a book and I will call it Something Cynical. And I love it. The story so the hero does not change. And if he can, then he won't anyway. Instead, his foes and lovers all become identical.
Thank you, guys. I was featuring Joe from The Witnesses, all pedal steel. Thank you, Joe.
That's Typhoon, ladies and gentlemen.
So nice out.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Would have been a crime not to take the kids to the park.
Tyler, please be careful, careful! Monkey bars will kill you!
Oh, God, fanny pack Nancy.
Tyler, this park is a death trap! Walk slowly!
You know, we invited Nancy to our barbecue once, and she spent the entire time sitting in a lawn chair holding a fire extinguisher.
I saw her at Chuck E. Cheese's, and she wouldn't let Tyler go into the ball pit until all the balls had been removed and replaced with new sanitized balls.
Still, she's really nice.
So nice.
Hi, Steve! Hi, Diane! I'd hug you, but it's flu season! Need to maintain a germ-neutralizing radius! Tyler, no! Not the slide! Slides are to be admired from a distance!
Is that a new fanny pack, Nancy?
It is! Thank you, Steve, for noticing! I was at the town carnival the other day and noticed a new stand. A man with long, flowing beard handed this to me, and he said, "This satchel shall provide all you need on the day of reckoning." And then he disappeared into the fog. Another day in the life of Nancy, right? So weird.
Well, what's in it?
I'm afraid to open it, but if it's like my other packs, it's filled with Band-Aids, sanitizer, tourniquets, gauze, aspirin, and fruit roll-ups!
Yeah, it's starting to rain. Windy, too.
Oh, no, look there. It's a tornado. Quick, gather up the kids.
Ah! My fanny pack is opening on its own!
The tornado was sucked into the fanny pack.
Capable!
I can't believe I ever made fun of your fanny pack behind your back.
You did?
Sorry.
How dare you, Diane? I thought we were friends!
Well, it's just kind of the thing about the fanny pack. But look, that doesn't matter right now. If this is the day of reckoning, we're not out of the woods yet.
Oh, look. Someone left the gates of the city zoo open and the animals are charging the park. Herd of rhinos heading right towards us!
And rhinos eat children. Everybody knows that. Quick, we gotta grab the kids and run.
Stand behind me and trust the fanny pack! Oh, it's a megaphone! According to this sticker, it allows human speech to be translated into rhino speak! This is just the best fanny pack, don't you think?
What are you waiting for, Nancy?
I'm sorry, Steve!
Come on, speak into it like talk to the rhinos.
Rhino cousins! We mean you no harm! I give you this goat from my fanny pack to sate your bloodlust!
Oh, the rhinos are eating the goat and leaving. Oh, we're safe. Nancy, you're a hero. And I can't believe how calm you are.
I just feel like I finally have proof that the world is terrible as I feared, but that will be okay!
When is this day going to end?
You know, I'm still a little upset that you're talking about me behind my back.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted right now by all these terrible events that are happening.
Well, now that you mention it, the wizard did say the day of reckoning will be over once you defeat the monster made of steel.
What's that noise?
Oh, the playground is morphing into a metal monster.
Tyler, get off the monster, honey! Let's see what we have in here!
I am Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots. I will protect you.
Well, I'm optimistic about your chances, friend!
Success has been achieved, but I am mortally wounded.
Well, better you than Tyler. Now back in the fanny pack and die a warrior's death.
Dad, did you see that?
I did, son.
I'm 7 and I've already seen the greatest thing I'll ever see. Tyler, your mom is the best.
She's all right, I guess. Whatever.
Excuse me, Tyler? Excuse me, sir?
Listen, my science fair project is ruined. It was a diorama of the multiverse, but Optimus Prime and the playground monster stepped on it. I doubt even the fanny pack can help me now.
Oh, you're the most ungrateful offspring a mom could have. But let me see.
Maybe I can help.
Neil deGrasse Tyson!
Join me inside the fanny pack, Tyler, and I'll show you the cosmos in a way that is comprehensible and sure to get an A. I even have some cardboard and glue for your diorama. In fact, everyone should join us.
Nancy, I'm sorry I doubted you.
Yeah. It's okay, you must have a lot of hate inside that you need to work through, Diane, honestly!
I'm sorry too, Nancy.
Steve, we got a lot more talking to do. I'm just glad that this world is terrifying and deadly, but you should always trust your fanny packs. Now get inside!
Kristen Schaal as Nancy, Janie Winterbauer as Diane, Mike Fotis as Tyler, Peter Hilton as Neil deGrasse Tyson, Tyler Farron as Optimus Prime, Kyle Morton as Kid, and me as Steve. And now the Wits Lightning Round. Short questions, short answer, big insight. Kristen Schaal, what movie have you seen the most times?
Royal Tenenbaums.
Kyle Morton, what was the first album you ever bought?
Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, probably.
Kristen, if you could fly for 4 seconds a day but die a year earlier than you ordinarily would you take that deal?
Yes!
Kyle, will you not rest until everyone in the world is in Typhoon?
That's the idea.
Kyle, as a Portland resident, how accurate is the TV show Portlandia?
More so since it came out. Life imitates art kind of thing.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Kristen, you were raised on a cattle farm. What's the most important thing to know about cows?
That they're okay to eat because they're so dumb.
Kyle, Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Gandalf, the gray.
Kristen, God or Satan?
God!
Kyle.
I mean, gosh.
Dumbledore.
Kyle, have you ever been arrested?
No.
Kristen, if you were arrested, what would the charge most likely be?
Oh, probably, arson.
Kristen, why do fools fall in love?
Oh, because they have nothing better to do and everybody sort of looks okay to them.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round.
Hi.
Several of our questions came from Wits listeners. If you would like to submit one, go to witsradio.org/lightning.
I sang out of tune. Would you get up and walk out on me? Lend me your ear and I'll sing you a song. Well, I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby. can't tell you, but it sure looks like my life. Oh, oh, baby.
Hey, you know what? Your WITS world doesn't have to end here. Check out witsradio.org and find out how you can see a WITS show in person. We've got some great live shows coming up, and all that information is on that website. Or tell us what you're up to on Twitter. Just tag us, we're at WITS. Thanks to our guests this week, Kristen Schall and Typhoon. Thanks also to broadcast engineer Corey Schreppel, as well as stage manager Tom Campbell, Mike Wangen, Aaron Casio, Maury Jensen, Dan Zimmerman, coordinating producer Hans Buto, and our intern Sam Siegel. WITS is written by me and Ben Acker, Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake, and Mike Fotis, who also acted in this week's show. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. WITS was created by our head of live events, Tony Boll, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.